Lead with confidence, clarity, and control is a powerful, concise mantra for effective leadership. Let's break down what each component means and how you can embody it. The core triad of effective leadership. This triad forms a virtuous cycle. Clarity informs action, which builds confidence, which allows for calm control. Lacking one weakens the others. 1. Lead with confidence. Confidence is not about being the loudest or most dominant person in the room. It's a quiet assurance in your abilities, your judgment, and your team. What it looks like? Decisiveness, making timely decisions, even with incomplete information, and committing to them. Accountability, taking ownership of outcomes, both successes and failures. The buck stops here. Composure under pressure, remaining calm and focused during crises, which reassures your team. Advocating for your team, confidently representing your team's needs and achievements to senior leadership. Welcoming feedback, being secure enough to seek out and accept constructive criticism. How to build it? Master your craft. Deep competence is the foundation of genuine confidence. Prepare rigorously. Confidence grows when you know your material inside and out. Embrace a growth mindset. View challenges as opportunities to learn, not as threats to your ego. Practice self-awareness. Know your strengths and acknowledge your weaknesses so you can build a complementary team. 2. Lead with clarity. Clarity is the antidote to confusion, wasted effort, and low morale. A leader's primary job is to provide direction and context. What it looks like? A clear vision, articulating a compelling why that inspires and motivates. Defined goals and expectations, ensuring everyone knows what success looks like and what their role is in achieving it. Transparent communication, sharing relevant information openly and honestly, even when it's difficult. Simplified complexity, breaking down complex strategies into understandable, actionable steps. Consistent messaging, repeating key priorities until they become ingrained in the team's culture. How to build it? Over-communicate. Assume you need to repeat the message far more than you think. Use simple language. Avoid jargon and corporate speak. Be direct and unambiguous. Encourage questions. Create an environment where people feel safe to ask for clarification. Define priorities clearly. Explicitly state what is most important and what can be deferred. 3. Lead with control. Control is not about micromanaging people. It's about managing the process, the environment, and the resources to empower your people. What it looks like? Strategic focus. Keeping the team focused on high-impact activities and shielding them from distractions. Effective delegation. Trusting your team with responsibility and authority while maintaining oversight. Proactive risk management, anticipating potential obstacles and having contingency plans. Emotional regulation, managing your own emotions to create a stable, predictable environment. Resource stewardship, ensuring the team has the time, budget, and tools needed to succeed. How to build it? Implement strong systems. Create clear processes for planning, reporting, and communication. Delegate outcomes, not just tasks. Give your team autonomy over the how once the what and why are clear. Establish key metrics. Track the right data to have an objective view of progress without hovering. Stay organized. Your personal organization sets the tone for the team's operational discipline. Putting it all together, a practical scenario situation. A major project deadline is moved up by 2 weeks. A leader lacking the triad panics and expresses stress, lacks confidence, gives vague, frantic instructions, everyone just work harder, lacks clarity, starts micromanaging every task, creating bottlenecks, exerts bad control. A leader with confidence, clarity, and control, control and amp, confidence, acknowledges the challenge calmly, calls an immediate team meeting. Clarity clearly states the new deadline and the reason for the change. The client needs this for their board meeting. This is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to demonstrate our agility. Clarity and amp, control, reprioritizes ruthlessly. Features X and Y are now critical. Feature Z can be moved to phase two. Here is the new project plan. Confidence in AMP, control, delegates effectively. Sarah, you own the revised timeline. Mark, you're responsible for communicating with the client. I will secure additional resources from management. What questions do you have? By leading with this powerful combination, you don't just manage tasks. You inspire people, drive results, and build a resilient, high-performing team.